welcome to Agenda Awani. I'm your host, Fanashe. Now, employee motivation and well-being can very much determine the worker's performance at the workplace. Therefore, managers need to develop the capacity to understand, assess, and take the necessary measures to ensure these needs. These are important topics that will be among the main focus at HRD Corp's National Human Capital Conference and Exhibition, or NHCCE 2023 event. Here to discuss more on this is Dato' Wira Shaul Daud, Chief Executive of HRD Corp, as well as Madia Fuad, founder and CEO of Plus Vibes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Farhana. Thank you for having me here.
Right. NHCCE 2023 will be happening this 30th and 31st October at MyTech KL. Can you tell us, Dato', what are some of the topics that will be discussed at this event and why are they important?
Well, NHCCE 2023 is a flagship event for HRD Corp. This is the second year of this National Human Capital Conference after we rebranded the whole conference. In fact, this event has been happening with HRD Corp for the last 20 years. And HRD Corp continue to believe that learning, sharing and development is very important in the industry. And this particular year is a very significant year for HRD Corp. That you would see that reflection in the way how this conference will be held on the 30th and 31st of October, as we celebrate our 30th anniversary for HRD Corp. So we have put a lot of efforts to make sure that we bring in the best speakers, best content, and best learning methodologies that will be shared during this conference. You know, and you will get to see a lot of thought leaders, industry experts. People from the HR community and fraternity will be gathered under one single platform to share, discuss and put the opinions on the development of the human capital in the country. We have, after a deep, long discussion, deep thoughts, HRD Corp identify five core pillars, five core topics that is important for this year conference. Topic number one is basically we focus on technology and innovation. Second is about leadership and growth. We also touch deeply on the well-being of the workforce and the employees and leadership and development. The last one is about dynamic workforce and the future of work. These are the five key topics that will be discussed deeply with the panel session. Of course, we do have a plenary. The industry experts will be touching on focus area on the planning session as well. Yeah.
Right. I want to touch on one of the pillars there that you mentioned just now, which is motivation and well-being. And it's interesting, you know, as workers ourselves, to want to get to know this discussion pillar more that will be touched during NHCCE 2023. Why did you choose this topic specifically and why does it matter?
Well, I think the most important factor is people. You know, people is the biggest asset for any organization. We have entered in the era of well-being, healthcare, mental wellness, mental toughness. It's critical for employees. There's been a lot of proven track record. There's a lot of statistics, data, case studies, which shows that when you take care of your people, people will take care of business automatically. And if you want people to take care of your business, you need to make sure that you do the right thing to take care of the people. And people are moved beyond that just the pure salary scale alone. Today, you get to see a lot of people who come in for the interview. When they talk to you, the first thing they will ask about is what kind of work-life balance you have.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know such question available 10, 15 years ago. When I come out of the graduation, when I went for my first interview, I don't know what is work-life balance. Today, it's all about work-life balance, employee motivations. So when people come into HRD Corp, or when people want to go for a good job with the present market trend, people are very concerned about the well-being, healthcare, what kind of work-life balance we give. And we strongly believe that one of the important factors of this conference is about increasing productivity, upskilling the human capital workforce. All these things will be circled towards the motivation and well-being. Mm. If you don't have the good motivation of your staff, doesn't have good motivation, and if you take care of the well-being, the rest of the factors will be affected badly. You have a lot of data that shows that Motivated staff gets you a better productivity in the organization. Mm. A staff whose well-being has been taken care, you get to see the organization doing well. Organization is healthy. So there's a very important factor. We believe that this need to be discussed, and there's a lot of deep discussion will be involved in this topic.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely touch more on the link between, you know, well-being as well as productivity after this. But Maria, I want to turn to you. You're an entrepreneur as well as one of the guest speakers during this event. Can you tell us why this topic is important to you, and how have you ensured, you know, your employees yourself are well taken care of in this particular segment at your company?
Thank you, Farhana. I think I'd like to commend Dr. Shahul and HRD Corp itself for a very much needed human capital conference. That is definitely bringing in, you know, renowned thinkers from across the globe. And it's only in conferences like this where, you know, as the theme goes, inspiring change, it will inspire Malaysian companies to change, to adopt new strategies, new technologies. For Plus Vibes, it's all about mental health, well-being, employee assistance programs, employee wellness programs, because as Datuk mentioned, that is what the workforce is looking for. The evolving work landscape, the societal shifts, the work-life balance that is needed, employees are looking for that. And with Plus Vibes, what we're doing is the data. So incorporating, before you have all these activities, the workshops, you know, doing all these programs, but where is the data to collect, to analyze the insights that you get from this in order to improve further? So that's something what Plus Vibes does. We do the mobile application for counselors where they can reach for counselors. There's the trainings and workshops. There's a campaign to change the mindset, to shift the mindset that, you know, employee well-being, mental health, motivation, productivity is something that should be looked at. And of course, I think moving forward, it's the data. Once HR employers get that insight, that data report, they can identify what is the next steps they should take. What are some things which department is struggling? For example, finance department, marketing department. What specific areas should we look at when catering towards them? So yeah, definitely well-being and motivation is one of the most important pillars for the workforce nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would definitely agree to that. Right. HRD Corp, Dato, is an organization responsible for overseeing, you know, and growing Malaysia's learning and development landscape, obviously. So how do motivation and well-being and the discussion areas containing this topic help you drive that?
So we have a lot of data to substantiate this particular, you know, topics and the decision by HRD Corp made. You know, we were 88,000 employees registered with us, and almost 4.3 million employees are been connected to the HRD Corp. Out of 88,000 employers, almost 94% of them us are SME-based. And you know, SME-based are very critical for the country because SMEs are the backbone of the country.
Definitely.
And SMEs have a lot of challenges. One of the challenges that they have in that space is about staff retention, upskilling the staff. And you know, SMEs will have also difficulty on the well-being and, you know, motivation of the staff. Because when your operations are very small, when your profit margins are very little, your primary focus will be on taking care of payroll of the company, running of the business. The rest is all a secondary focus on it. But as HRD Corp is a custodian of human capital development in the country, we believe that such programs, we need to craft it. We need to make sure that we push that in the industry to make people believe that for you to have a better organization with productivity and, you know, efficiency, we need to invest in the people. And the people investment is just not giving them the salary, that you have to craft a lot of other benefits, fringe benefits, that is focusing on well-being and motivation. That is the reason that you could see in the 2024 budget, Honorable Prime Minister announced there's a special program on, Latihan Madani,
yeah,
for HRD Corp. That program is basically crafted toward this agenda and also focusing on the Madani concept. We truly believe in Madani, and that's the reflection of our program, which is going to take up in very soon. Our programs, we started to build program that is very inclusive. It's not exclusive anymore. Training is a necessity these days, not a luxury anymore. You know, every individual in Malaysia have to go through training. Training is not meant for a certain group of people, others don't have to do. And if you have, today also there's multiple challenges in the skills gap and so on and so forth. All these things can be addressed and they have a proper solution only when you continue to embark on lifelong learning and continuous upskilling. So our program, this Latte Madani, shows that what HRD Corp has crafted to ensure that the industry are able to come closer to adopt those, you know, well-being motivation. Our program, the Latte and Madani, focus on, you know, PWDs, you know, prisoners, people from, you know, senior citizens.
Yeah.
We are talking about B40, TVET. We are focusing on SME development. We are going to put a lot of focus on SME development.
Yeah.
So you can see that whatever activities, the framework we are doing is very centric towards people and human capital, which focus on well-being.
Yeah. I mean, I like how you mentioned that these programs are very tailored to specific needs, because we don't have just a blanket measure, you know, by HRD Corp or by other agencies to tackle mental health and well-being of workers, right? Right. This is another thing that Dato' just mentioned just now, but I want to direct this question to Madiha on the link between positive company culture and safeguarding employees' well-being to business performance or productivity. So does this to interconnect, interrelate? Does it impact productivity and produce better business outcome, Madiha?
I think this is something that I'll touch upon on the NHCC conference, and it is HR's biggest headache. You know, how do you really build that culture? How do you motivate employees? And how do you push that and actually care for the employees' well-being at the same time? Creating that balance is the toughest part. But definitely, it's interconnected. And I think based on Plus Vibe's track record, when we assist companies, right, when we support companies in different industries, it's all about the retention. It's about their satisfaction, their happiness level, and how long they would like to stay in the company. It's no longer where they're staying because of loyalty. It's more of, do they like the company? Do they feel satisfied? Can they learn? Do they feel like they fit in the culture? Because that's the first thing when you see the youth, the young workforce. When
yeah.
they enter the company, what happens? When they don't fit in the culture, they'll resign. So how do you really build that culture? That is something that a lot of companies, HRs, they have a headache and they're thinking, what are some new strategies? So I think the NHCCE conference, when you see different thinkers across the globe coming in and bringing in these strategies, ideas, methods, it can inspire change. It can create new ideas. Maybe some HR officers might come in and be like, okay, let's try this strategy. There's no one solution that fits all. It's a matter of trying different strategies, and maybe they might find one at NHCCE.
Probably putting it at the core of your measures as well, right? Focusing on mental health, well-being of employees, employers as well, to ensure that, you know, business performance are good compared to, you know, before strategies that were employed before. Dato, I want to ask, you know, probably your personal experience on this. How do you think these two interrelate, interconnect? Do you have any personal stories that you'd like to share on this front?
Now, I want to touch on a very interesting topic, just a point that just Madiha touched on. Two things that I wanted to touch here. One is on the loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is the culture. Let's just backtrack a little bit, 20, 30 years, I mean 50 years ago. During our father's or grandfather's time, that's where you see the loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what's the company. They don't know what kind of benefits they get. They don't really go for the big brands or so forth. But they work for the company for 20, 30 years.
Yes.
That is loyalty.
That's all our dads are like that. My dad is like that too.
Maybe our time, we may not be as loyal as them, but we are still loyal. We work for organization. You know, though we get the minimal benefits, as long as we have a job security and we can manage our, you know, lifestyle, we stay put. But the real challenge is not in the past. The real challenge is in the future. You have to ask a big question about loyalty and the culture and moving forward. Maybe our kids will work for one company, three companies in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Where you and me used to work for one company for 10 years, may our fathers and grandfathers work for 20, 30 years for a company.
Yeah.
Our kids will work for three companies in a day. That's what's happening. So when you have an employee that is working for three companies in a day, how do you take care of the loyalty from them?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that they understand the work culture of the individual organization and they're able to deliver and live up to it? This is a big challenge. But if we don't prepare ourselves to face the challenges, we are going to be left behind. We can't say it's going to be very difficult, we can't adapt to those challenges. Yes, it is challenging, but there's always a way to adapt to those challenges. So this is very critical, and your learning pattern is very different. You also mentioned that you can't have one shirt fit for everybody. Today is all about customization. Today the learning is all about self-directive learning. It can't be like those days, you know, you have a classroom and you want to go for learning of 3 years, 4 years. Today the learning pattern is very short. People want to learn like how you see TikTok. In 30 seconds, yeah. In 1 minute, 2 minutes, they want to absorb and they want to learn everything. But that's how the technology is moving towards. That's how the learning pattern is moving towards. That's how the workplace is moving towards. So we have to adopt to. Previously, we don't even know what is flexi working hours.
Yeah.
We don't know what is work from home. You know, it is a sin if you don't come to work. That's last time.
To go for right? Sin, but
no, yeah. If you don't come to the work for one day, you will be called, you know, and you will be given a show cause letter. They will come after you. But today, we are very happy to tell our employees, you don't need to come, you just work from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the important thing is not about where do you work from? How do you get, how is your productivity? Today, there's a lot of data, HRDCorp, we can show. Post-COVID, even during COVID, there's a lot of times you work from home or there's a flexi working hours. Our productivity is equally good or better than that. Mm-hmm. So, we have to continue to change and embrace those changes in a very positive manner. We can't run away from the changes. But a lot of learning need to happen in the employer's side, and employees need to be continuously educated in these changes. That's very important.
Right. Tato, talking on behalf of HRD Corp themselves, how has HRD Corp actually supported your own employees? Some of the measures that we can mention here. You already mentioned some, but maybe you can elaborate a little bit more. And how do we actually encourage, stakeholders or more people, more companies to take up, this pillar?
Well, a lot of times when we want to do things for the stakeholders outside, the first thing what we want to do is we will ask ourselves, are we doing it internally first or not? If we don't practice, it is very important we practice what we preach. Whatever we want to do for our stakeholders, we should be able to do it in HRD Corp. Regardless of its benefits, it's about work-life balance, it's about motivation. And we strongly believe, myself and my senior leadership management team strongly believe that we are a very people-centric organization. Our product is people. We don't have other products. Our product is service. So if I want to get the best service to meet to my customers or my stakeholders, my product have to be exclusive, well-trained, and they understand the whole, framework of HRD Corp. So the first thing we make sure is that they, enjoy all the benefits of HRD Corp. The benefits in the sense is just not only the salary. Today is about more benefits like, healthcare management, motivation, insurance, flexi benefits. We are introducing 2024, a lot of flexi benefits, flexi working hours. As long as our productivity is met, our KPIs are met, we are able to get our work done, we have no problem. Mm-hmm. So HRD Corp is moving towards that. We are trying to move away from a traditional organization to organization that strongly believe in change, and we want to be the first end, implementer of all those changes that is happening around the world.
Yeah. Right. Mariha, touching, drawing on what Dato said, encouraging more companies to take on this pillar, mental health, well-being of workers. Talking about youth just now and retention, what advice or would you give to companies in order to, ensure, especially in the youth segment, that this pillar is being, at the core of HR strategy?
I think it's about identifying what is it that specific youth want and need. When you look at maybe it's work-life balance, maybe it's work from home, maybe it's even trying out different departments. So coming into a company and not being fixated on that one department, giving them the opportunity to try out and learn new skills. Because again, it's when we're thinking about the youth, very well known, it's they want to try, they want to experience new things. Perhaps they haven't found the right skill that they're doing university. So that's where they enter the workforce and they identify, okay, maybe this is my path. But then along the way when they're doing it, and I've seen so many youth when we're doing talks at universities, they come into the company and they're like, okay, I want to be an accountant. I'm in this company as an accountant, but then over the years, they realize that's not what I like anymore. So how is it, can they shift in between departments within the same company so that you retain that talent, right? Because finding the right talent is difficult. So I think it's about identifying what is it that the youth want and need, exploring different strategies. And of course, technology plays a big role when it comes to youth because they are apt in that. The tech savvy, the data that you get from that, and you can really understand what is it that they're looking for from insights. And with these insights, only then can you create solutions, strategies, you can create methods, you can create programs that are targeted towards the youth.
Yeah. This actually goes back to what Dato' was saying just now, right? Tailored, making sure that these needs are met based on specific group of people. Drawing on to an HCCE event that's happening very, very soon, what else can delegate and visitors look forward to during this event, Maria?
I think that the HRD Corp team has done an amazing job. There's exhibitions, I think there's sharing sessions from celebrities, renowned speakers. I think there's also career fairs, something for the students as well. So it's not just employers and employees, it's also for the students, for them to learn new skills, for them to identify maybe a new company they want to go to. I think it's crucial. I mean, human capital itself, a big topic, motivation, well-being. It's a conference where you can actually experience different types of things and identify what is it that you want, what is it that you like, what company suits best for you. And I think it's a good opportunity for just students, employees and employers.
All right, what about you, Dato? What can we expect during this event?
Well, I think this is going to be the largest ever human capital conference in Southeast Asia. And, it's not about just telling it. It's the largest conference in Southeast Asia. People attend this conference will be able to realize it. How true is this to the statement I make today? There's a lot of efforts, time has been spent by the team HRD Corp to getting the best out there for the community and for the industry. You know, because whatever we want to do, we want to make the kind of impact in the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, today we have a lot of foreign investments coming in, a lot of direct investments. You know, we continue to grow in those areas. It is a responsibility of HRD Corp to ensure that we continue to develop new talents, build right resources to support all those FDIs. People come to Malaysia thinking that we have the good talent pool, and we want to showcase this talent pool. And I believe that HRD Corp wanted to send in a message that Malaysia is a hub for human capital in the region. And precisely we can do it. Our talents are better qualified. They are multi-skills. They can speak multiple languages. So, but beyond that, you will see a lot of things happening in this conference. We have 400 exhibitors participating. We have almost 20 MOUs that is going to be signed in this conference. 3,500 participants will be participating, and we have speakers, 30 over speakers, joining in to share their best practices. We are one of the best speakers around the world are coming down. If somebody who's not from the human capital industry are not participating in it, I feel that they are going to miss something big. You know, this is not a conference or event that to be missed. In fact, Madiha is here, you can see as a speaker what kind of excitement she has to be on the stage to speak. You know, if a speaker had that kind of excitement, what's about the participant, you know? I mean, I'm not just telling because we are the organizer, but this is the truth. You know, we are bringing speakers like, Ghanim Al-Mufta, Dave Ulrich, and we have the local celebrities, local experts like Dr. Nora Manaf, many of them coming onto the one stage.
Big
to
names.
Share. You know, these people don't come with 1 or 2 years experience. They are father of human resources. They are people 20, 30 years experience. With 2 days, they are able to encapsulate the entire knowledge they gathered in the last 30, 40 years in 2 days' time. Then when you finish up the conference, you can be much more confident. Rightfully, like Maria mentioned, these youngsters, they wouldn't want to fit into one job just for long. They have to move continuously. There's a job rotation is very important. Today, the human resource managers, the directors, the CHRO, play a very important role in shaping up the human capital. If they don't understand all these problems, they will not be able to produce a good human capital. And this conference will be a place for you to learn, explore and implement the way forward.
There's definitely a lot to look forward to, you know, during this conference happening 30th and 31st October at MyTech KL, the National Human Capital Conference and Exhibition, or NHCCE 2023 event. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Dato' and Mariha, for your time. I'm Fana Sheikh. Thank you for watching.